After the blast in Norway, silence.
Fra regjeringsbygget og Utøya erklærer jeg ett minuts nasjonal stillhet.
Bells and whispered voices you're hearing live from Oslo as Norwegians observe a moment of silence to commemorate the victims of Friday's bombing and shooting rampage. When the moment passes, the people of Northern Europe will be asking what happened here, where did the killer come from, and could this happen again? Beyond that moment of silence in Norway, not many answers yet. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, July 25th, a somber morning in Oslo, Norway. Celeste Headlee is away this morning. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. The Prime Minister announcing a moment of silence that's still going on in Norway, but prosecutors in that country want this morning's moment of silence extended to the courtroom. They've asked the court to close today's arraignment of Anders Breivik to the public and media. Breivik has requested an open hearing so that he can explain his reasons for the massacre he's confessed to the public. His lawyer says Breivik is unapologetic about the twin attacks that killed 93 people and wounded almost 100 more.
He has admitted that he was responsible for the bomb attack and for the killing of those people out on the island.
Breivik's lawyer says his client rejects any criminal responsibility.
He thought it was gruesome having to commit these acts, but in his head, they were necessary.
Breivik outlined his beliefs in a rambling 1,500-page manifesto in which he advocates an armed campaign against the Muslims he believes are overrunning Europe. Yesterday, long lines of people of all ages and color attended a memorial service in Oslo. Many questions, few answers throughout the hour. We'll look at the tragedy in Norway and how it is affecting developments in Europe and here in the United States. Just 8 days left before a deadline to raise the debt ceiling, and Congress can't get past its gridlock. Negotiations fell apart again over the weekend, and today both sides will release dueling plans that perhaps have little chance of bipartisan support and therefore passage. Asian markets and U.S. stock futures are down this morning, and gold hit a new record high as investors around the world begin to lose hope that the U.S. will avert a devastating default. It was a sound heard hundreds of times on Sunday from Niagara Falls to Midtown Manhattan.
By the powers vested in me by the state of New York, I pronounce you both married.
A milestone in the state of New York, that's New York City's Mayor Michael Bloomberg presiding over one of the many same-sex marriages across New York State that became legal yesterday. New York is the sixth and largest state to recognize gay marriage. There are several reports this morning that the National Football League lockout is on the verge of being over. ESPN, Fox Sports, and some others are reporting that the owners and the players finally came to an agreement on the terms of a new deal just after midnight. Now the players have to officially vote to recertify as a union and vote on the agreement, but reports are saying that that's a formality at this point, and the executive committee will be announcing the end of the lockout, possibly sometime today. The Northeast will catch a break today from the heat wave that's been burning up half of the United States, but triple-digit temperatures are expected to hold firm in the South and Midwest. Forecasters say it'll top 100 degrees in Dallas today for the 24th straight day. The New York City hotel maid who accused former IMF chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn of attempted rape is speaking to the media for the first time. She tells Newsweek that she came forward because she wants justice and wants to see Strauss-Kahn go to jail. Prosecutors have expressed concern about her credibility as a witness. Asian and European markets are down this morning. Futures are down, as we mentioned, for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,881. The S&P opens at 1,345, and the NASDAQ begins at 2,429. Coming up this hour, the death we learned over the weekend of singer Amy Winehouse and the pantheon of famous musicians who've also died at age 27. And throughout this morning, more views on the shooting spree in Norway, the rise in right-wing groups in Europe, and the challenges to multiculturalism and assimilation there. Do those debates relate to this tragedy in Norway? All that in a few minutes.